CEM Mobile.
Morning, Andrew. KD4 ILX.
Going on this chilly Monday morning.
Well, doing well. Slept well. Had a great weekend. And I'm motoring to work on a starlit morning.
Yes, I'd enjoy to work at night. Come out. You know, it was dark during the day, or dark when I left for work, and then dark when I got off. It was nice to kind of look at the sky, whatever they were, because it's usually a lot more clear. You just can't see, like, Milky Way and whatnot, to see.
KW Mobile. Yep. Welcome back. Hope you're going to have a great week this week. Yeah, I like working the night shift, and the fact that when you got off in the morning, it was nice and crisp and clear. But that sun comes up, that's when it really hits you.
Good morning, Ken. How you doing?
I'm doing well over here, and I hated night shift.
What I liked about night shift, I hated night shift, but it had some good perks to it.
No alarm clock, no nothing. Just didn't like getting up tired most of the time. I mean, after a couple of days, you just start dragging.
The days they called your days off, you were trying to catch up on sleep, and so it wasn't really that beneficial day off. By the time you got to come back and you're sleeping, it's time to go back to work again.
Well, at least.
A lot of FT8?
Yesterday, trying to get some, you know, different countries and get some, you know, different awards on different, you know, with digital.
We got a Charlotte Ham Fest coming up in March, what, 8th and 9th?
I don't know too much that I need right now, although I've been thinking about a 30-meter ham stick, but I didn't see a lot of traffic on 30 meters.
Ham Fest any good?
I mean, they have a lot of people, a lot of vendors. Large is Orlando's, but a fair turnout.
Again, there's really not a whole lot I need right now. That's the bad part. It's hard to justify anything else.
I've got a caught up. I could use a good antenna, but with the addition of this new radio, I'm going to set for now.
A little bit on a 10 meters FT8.
Where your base again, Ken?
450D, a Yaesu.
Different for the antenna.
Well, the main antenna for 75, 40, 20, and 15 is the MFJ 2104. I think they call it like an octopus. Just got eight legs, four bands.
Look at that one.
It's, you know, bi-directional, two directions. Roses, you know, going out all over the place. It helped out a lot. And then they cut the coax and teed it into a little Hustler bracket on an NMO that I can put four more antennas on there. Right now I got a 2 meter, although I don't hardly use it, and I got a 10, a 6, and a 17.
10 meters, Ken.
And it's, you know, then it's vertical, and you can't get no direction, although I did pick up Hawaii, and when I was looking at that PSK map or whatever, you know, it that first hop, man, I was all the way out west. You couldn't get nothing close.
Gentlemen, KO4HGX.
KO4CEM. Yeah, Ken, that's the way it works sometimes. I could only be heard out west. Sometimes I could hit New Zealand. And I don't know, but I never had any kind of directionality to my antenna either.
Getting 4TFW.
On up, Patrick. KD4ILX.
Everyone, I hope everybody had a good weekend. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Got something on a basin and besides maybe this long wire. I don't know. I keep going with the idea of getting a different antenna.
Like that octopus.
Using the MFJ's and fed half wave. 80-10, I think it is.
It's my contact this weekend on a 15.
The website, the vocap, or V-O-C-A-P.
Steve,
you gotta get certain countries, it's a good way to go. You can kind of plan out, you know, when on a given day or during that day, you might be able to get that country on a band, and it'll tell you what the percentage chance is.
They're doing pretty good. It, I've got about every country that, you know, popped up where the caller said that I didn't have that one yet. Iceland twice. I needed to rotate my antenna just a little bit.
See Antarctica pop up on that map on PSK Reporter.
Five or six POTA stations on digital.
The amount of POTA stations or, you know, activators that use it, I mean, really, it's an easy 10 contact, so you pretty much guarantee you'll activate that part.
Yeah, go ahead, Leon.
You want to use that camper, make some reservations for Santee State Park, April 18th. To the 21st. Santee State Park is right on the lake. Lake Marion.
Down there.
He's got his brother going and a couple other people, but it's opened up a whole new section of the park. Me and the wife want to go down, maybe take the boat.
Pulling the boat.
Yep, she got to pull a boat. Hooking the boat up to her car yet, but we'll see. Texas, a little, just a tad over their weight limit.
The trailer probably doesn't have electric brakes.
They call surge brakes. You remember those?
Issues the more the brakes come on.
Yes, sir.
Fun trip. We lose Patrick.
I'm still here. Just don't have much to say this morning for some reason.
Ken, me and Patrick are talking about going to Seaverville. Maybe for a weekend. If you want to use your camper up there. That's my memory, Patrick.
You know, March 16th.
See, I probably need to lay low until after this grandbaby's born in June.
I'd be absent for that. Mama would be upset.
Can we just stay close enough with a good cell phone signal?
I had to go visit the tax lady Friday, but then Saturday I just worked around the house doing odd things that needed to be done. And then Sunday went to church, so that was it for me.
In the tax lady, that don't sound like fun, but everything else sounds like a decent weekend.
Already hit the bank.
Not bad. I don't have to pay, but just a couple $100, so not too bad.
Too bad then. A couple $1,000, I'd rather pay a couple hundred or nothing at all. Yeah, Ken, mine's the same way. I filed mine pretty early, so it's already hit the bank account.
Mine right around April 15th.
Special, I'd probably wait, but I usually just do standard deductions. That way I can just get it over with. I don't pay enough in car taxes and all that with the lease cars. They don't count, so not enough to really claim for anything important.
Did I tell you all this little riddle I heard? No, it's not a riddle. It's just my call sign, KD4IOX. Haven't said that in a while. I just want to throw it out there.
My fuel point's at the at New Harris Theater over there in Greer, and their fuel point's set up a little bit different than the Ingalls.
Fuel card, finally. But I haven't even used it yet. I probably had to think about 3-4 weeks now. Still sitting in the dash here. Knock off like 30, 40 cents a gallon, so we'll see.
But you use, you know, at Ingles, you have to use all the points all at the one filling. Here you can tell it how much points you want to use per filling.
Gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. Okay, go 4, CEF, and I'll be clearing y'all's final.
That's now K84 IOX. Have a great one, Andrew. Take care.
And 4 TFW.
Watch over.
Yeah.
What car I've got here, Ken? I should probably have looked at it before I got it, but there's only like one or two places around Greenville that I can use it. No places in North Carolina, up in the western part anyway.
Stop at the same couple of places. Over on a 285 now. Can you make it?
Yeah, I can make it. Oh, USY, KD4 ILX.
KM4 TFW QSY.